There's only one way to start things, George.
Da, 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 da.
I don't know if it's da, much. Da, 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 da. Well, actually, we didn't hear that song, did we?
True.
We heard "Never Tear Us Apart." What do you think of Vossi sending like a tweet saying thank you to Travis Boak and Ollie Wines?
Only okay because he worked there.
Yeah, yeah.
If he didn't work there, weirdest thing ever.
Yeah, I don't look. I don't know, like, professionalism in sport. That like that in his interviews, like, oh, yeah, we'll see how we go. We'll see how we go. Like, it's so weird to lose the game, your final game of the season, and then be like, I don't actually know, by the way, that we have to wait a couple more hours to see what's happening.
And you know what's funny, man? And we'll get into your reaction. And we're actually going to do today, everyone listening. Thanks for joining.
Thank
you. We're going to do reverse order pod for the first time ever. We're going to start with that Frio game.
Yes.
And we're going to work back because, let's be honest, the start of the round was not exciting.
No.
We're going to start hot.
Well, we weren't. Sunday games were really the games of the round. The other stuff was just like, they just existed for the sake of it.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I mean, maybe let's even start with Carlton and then get to Frio because sure. Frio's as a result of Carlton. So,
done.
What I did, like, it was a stressful day for Carlton supporters Sunday. That was just a roller coaster of emotions. And honestly, at the end of the day, I was just numb. I didn't even know what to think or feel, bro.
I was concerned about you in the chat, man. Like, oh, you were going through it.
Like, there's a lot. We know a lot of Carlton supporters, right? And then a lot of us take the piss. But this was one of those ones where it's like, I'm not taking the piss. This is a disaster. I'm in pain. And I was like messaging through the chat, and some of the boys were like, "Hey, George, how you going?" I'm like, "Bro, I'm being tortured right now. This is in the middle of the Carlton Saints game. Our season's on the line." We're fighting hard, but we're behind the whole game, and then momentum in the final quarter. And you know, credit to the boys, they actually worked really hard. Like,
oh,
it's
yeah.
not one of those ones where it's like, oh, boys didn't turn up. They turned up. They just didn't have the talent. They just didn't have it.
The talent was in the change
room. The talent was watching the game in PJs, and then they get it, and it's like, can they overrun them? Can effort beat the talent? You know, do they want it more? Yes, they obviously want it more. Modlop kicks the goal, and you're like, we're doing it. I just could feel we're doing it. Mm. And then what I didn't realize is I got a message from someone in the chat, from one of the chats, right? There's a couple of them. And then I realized I'm watching 1 minute delay.
Oh, so you went out the game. You were watching on
No, I was watching. I was watching at home.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm on 1 minute delay.
Oh, that's and then, disastrous.
And then it's like, I'm seeing like, oh no, Philippou this. Or I'm like, no. And I went to Fan 40, opened it, full time, 76-70. Oh, 74.
So you had the last minute spoiled. Like,
yeah. And I'm like, shit. It's Philippou. And then Philippou misses. I'm like, what? And then, like, this is all in a minute. And I'm check the thing. Oh, blah, blah, blah. And then I'm walking. Shit, we've lost. Oh, we've lost. Oh, it's on delay. We've lost. This is while they're playing. One minute. How did they do it? 40 seconds. How did they do it? 30 seconds. How did they do it? 15 seconds. Oh, Higgins, you dog.
So you not only were getting tortured, but you saw your killer sharpening the knife. You didn't even know how it was going to come.
No. And then, like, how late do you want to make that run?
My God. I feel even more sorry for you now.
Bro, that's like, bad. And then I'm thinking, like, two times in 3 years, dude, we've lost by 1 or 2 points and not made finals. Now, I know we eventually made it, but at that point, it's like, it's done.
Yeah.
Right? And, like, you want to get in on your own terms. Obviously, you'll take what you get, right? But you want to get in your own terms. The momentum that comes from a win like that, that galvanizes the group with so many injuries, right? Mm. After you lose that, you're kind of like, that's the season's done. Now, I didn't expect Freer to lose because they just had too much to lose that game, I felt. Mm. And I didn't watch. So, my analysis on the Freer poor game is I didn't even watch it. I'm like,
right. I do.
Season's
so
done.
I can tell you about it.
Season's done. Not interested. I logged on to League of Legends, which I haven't played in years. And just played a game of League of Legends, bro. Because I'm like, forget it. Put on some music, play League of Legends.
Bit of comfort food for
I'm
you.
Over it. And I'm just like staring at the screen like this. Muscle memory. Anyway, what I did right is there's emotions. It's only a day later right now. There's emotions everywhere. So I thought I'd write down some shout outs.
Oh,
right. I'm going to give some shout outs to.
Not flowers, just shout outs.
No, shout outs.
Okay.
Shout outs based on the events, inspired by the events of the weekend, right? So I'm going to start with opposition supporters, right? These bastards that Carlton lose and take it to social media to take the piss out of us. Mm. Have you not heard of "It's Not Over Till the Fat Lady Sings," mate? Is there any fat lady singing? Is there even a lady singing? Is there even a slim lady singing?
She was warming up the vocal cords, but didn't quite get out there.
No, she had no microphone. She didn't exist. I don't see anyone, right? So, did you guys have your good 2 hours of fun? All right, Collingwood supporters, did you have your good hours of fun? Go to Bali, mate, with your shit percentage. All right, we're still alive and you're not. Get stuffed.
Shit percentage.
Like, come on, man. Like, I get it, right? I get it. But we're still there, baby. We're still there. So, opposition supporters, go get stuffed. What else have I got? To the Saints. All right. St. Kilda Football Club, you suck. Now, this may sound a bit salty, and it is, but how about next season you start playing football round one? Instead what? Of when your season's over like, and you decide to get a kick up your ass.
You're talking crazy here.
Like, oh no, we've had a failed season and we suck. Let's actually start playing some football. Oh, it's our last round. Let's, our whole group, missing just Max King and Liam Henry, play our asses off to just beat half a VFL team. You guys suck, bro. Like, what are you celebrating that win for? You should have smashed us, mate.
Just admit you're better without King already.
Yeah, just admit you're better without King. So St. Kilda, get a grip, mate. Start the season next year like an actual team, right? I was giving you flowers, saying that you're playing better. You suck. We would have annihilated you with even a couple more of our players. All right, who else I've got?
Love it.
To the guy that threw the water bottle.
Bro, why?
I don't know if it was a Carlton supporter or a Saints supporter. Shame
was it
on
a
you.
Water bottle?
Yeah.
And it cut him up. Cut the umpire up.
Someone threw a water bottle at the goal umpire, hit him in his head.
Like a Coolridge?
A Coolridge. A Coolridge. To you, shame on you for ruining an amazing spectacle, right? And putting a damper on that.
Yep.
All right. To Carlton. What is wrong? What is wrong with you guys? Like, what is actually wrong with this team?
I didn't know what you were going to say. What is wrong?
Do you get a kick? These guys have a fetish for torturing their supporters, man.
Yep. It's true. There's no other explanation.
Like, what is with this, man? Like, it's not wet and wild, bro. Like, just play a normal season. How can you be second? Like, I don't blame them for losing that game, right? Because they tried and they gave everything. But I blame them for being in that position where that was defining their season.
Yep.
You're second on the ladder, premiership favourites, like 8 weeks ago.
Yep.
Get your shit together.
And the thing is as well, man, like, you would be forgiven if you just like got the injuries and then the form dropped, but it was already dropped.
That's right.
That's the bad thing.
Like, we're talking about Mitch McGovern kicks that goal after the siren to Collingwood. We're like top four.
Yeah.
Like, honestly, bro.
Brody Kemp marks the ball to put you up two goals and he's like, you know what would be even funnier?
Yeah.
If I missed this and just made it a game again. That'd be even better, right?
Carlton, just like, when are you going to grow up, man? You're not even a young list anymore, right? You have a team of Kerno, Mackay, Cripps, Walsh and Wiedering, and you're stumbling to the finals line.
And
pathetic.
There was these times in the season, man, where you were in these close games and then just, you know, third quarter, bang, blow teams away, right? And that kind of stopped and then the injuries happened. And from that point onwards, like, it's actually quite funny. We were saying for the longest time all year, like, whoever makes finals, everyone's going to be in form. Everyone's going to have earned it. The funny thing is, whether you made it or Freo, that last spot, no one deserved it.
Yeah, well, in the end, Freo lost their last four. We'll get to that.
Correct. Yeah.
All right. Who's next? To the Lightning and Thunder on Saturday night, right?
We're going back to Saturday now.
So Sunday night. All right. I don't know how Port Adelaide Football Club had the budget to manufacture Lightning, but after Carlton lost, a storm hit Melbourne and there was thunder and lightning like crazy, and it was actually quite a theatrical omen.
It was.
Carlton lost, and then it's like the thunder is going to ruin you or they're going to make you, and you didn't know. So, Ken Hinckley, I don't know how he made that happen, but that was quite impressive.
He summoned Thor himself.
Yeah. Flowers to Thor, flowers to Port Adelaide. All right. Who's next? To Freo.
This is great.
To Freo. All right. Freo.
Freo.
Honestly, man, I'm sorry. Like, Carlton has done some dirty shit to Freo over the last couple of years. Jack Nunes after the siren. Mark Murphy after the siren. The umpire descent this season. We now, being the placeholder for their final spot, they must hate us. And fair enough. But look, I don't know, man.
It's on them, though. Like you said, though, four losses to end the year.
Yeah.
And I'll be fair to them, like, the one thing they were missing for me to take them seriously was that key forward. And Treacy's been great this year. Not having him...
Yeah, it affected them.
To your... Like, the equivalent on Carlton was, like, not having Kerno out there. Not that he's that good, but structurally, I'm like, yeah, they were never a chance without him, I don't think. Yeah. It's hard.
Well, we'll get to that right now. One last point. Back to Carlton. This is to the Carlton strength and conditioning team. All right. I don't know about your strategy.
Go in, mate. Go
right? On. But it wouldn't be my first tip to have Chera, Zach Williams, Lockie Fogarty, Kerno, Mackay, McGovern, DeConning, Doherty, Jack Martin, Jordan Boyd, Cottrell, even though Silvani, Marchbank and Cunningham, those three maybe aren't best 22, maybe not the best strategy to have all of those players not playing and not fit. If I was like in charge of high performance, I'd probably say maybe those players should be playing and maybe we could win a flag if we had them playing. So maybe you guys need to learn something about the body or do some research, but like fix your shit because we have three or four of those players and it's not even a competition against St Kilda. Mm. So that is just ridiculous.
It is not.
That is just an abomination.
Yep.
So I just thought I'd give some shout outs, vent a little bit.
I loved it.
Saints, you suck.
Well said, George. Well said.
Yeah, so that happened and I'm like, what do I even... Like, I said on Instagram last week that if Blues lose, I'm going to start following equestrian. And I had to like look up how to spell equestrian and then start like learning who the good equestrian riders are. Mm. Like, that's what it sent me to, right? Anyway, then Port and Freo happens and it's in... All the Port fans lose their mind when Jack Higgins kicks that goal, which I can understand. Mm. And now it's in their court and they lose. Tell me about it.
Look, the thing is as well, like you got... Obviously, you had a result go your way to actually make it, right? Watching that game, which you said you didn't, right? Let me tell you something. Port Adelaide played way too hard for a team who's had already sealed second spot on the ladder.
Had they sealed it?
Yes, I think even if they would have had to have lost by quite a bit, which was never going to happen, right? So like, for example, three-quarter time, games in the balance, they're up by 18 points. The way they played in that last quarter was like they needed to win to make finals. So you really do need to thank Port because they played out of their minds, maybe not in execution and skill, but like physicality-wise, Freo threw everything at them and they were like, look, at the very least, we're not going to be bullied. We might not execute. And that was kind of the game in the end. And then they hit a few goals on the counter.
Look, impressive. Like, let's say no Houston. Ryan Burton got injured halftime, I believe, from the reports. Was there another injury as well? Charlie Dixon laid out. So it was a pretty tough... Like, that's why I was very surprised when they actually won. Because from my perspective, it was like, it's done. Season's done.
Yep.
I didn't expect it back in Port, but never tear us apart, baby.
Sorry, I've just got some breaking news here, right as you were talking. Sorry, what, I didn't just hear wrong? You. Our boy Zuz reckons... Fox Footy is just reporting Christian Petrarca has requested a trade. What do Melbourne do? Hold firm? This is a tweet from someone I don't know, but we'll have to fact check that one. But if so...
Fox Footy has reported Christian Petrarca has requested a trade in his exit meeting. Live on the pod.
Wow.
What do Melbourne do? Well, okay, so it's just a rumour at this stage.
If that's true, I mean, surely a player of that quality, he just chooses where he goes and he gets there, right?
Well, the problem is he's so expensive because he's contracted, right? So, like, Petrarca's the type of guy that it's definitely two first rounders.
Well, that's the maximum you can offer, really, is two firsts and whatever, every pick you've got,
and
really.
Trade some sort of second.
That's crazy, man.
I mean,
it's not surprising, though. Maybe we should go back. I know we're going back and forth here.
That's fine.
Let's go back to the first game now, seeing as though Melbourne's come up. If this is true, where the hell do they go from here? Oliver's done. Petrarca's, if he wants out.
Yeah, look, that's
you've just got Viney in the middle there.
If Viney resigned. Look, I don't think Petrarca will go. And I think he won't go because I don't think players will... I don't think they'll be able to come up with a deal. Because the power's still in Melbourne's court.
He's got a long contract, yeah.
So, and every team in the competition will want Petrarca. Petrarca will make every team in the competition better. I don't know, if I'm thinking about it from like a Blues perspective, like obviously we couldn't make it happen. We just couldn't do it.
And even in like no chance he goes to North, but even in the hypothetical scenario, we threw every pick, which are going to be top three picks this year, next year. What's like one player is not fixing us. You know what I mean? Like, would you rather have the young players?
Yeah, I wouldn't do it if I was you because he'll make you a lot better now. But
so what's the perfect team? Like a team that's good and has a lot of picks? Like who even is that?
Like a
Freo?
Yeah, well, he wouldn't. He's Melbourne based. So he wouldn't go
exactly.
there. Exactly. I mean, I think of a team like, imagine Hawthorn, who's got a salary cap.
Yeah, but they've got no picks either. You know what I mean? Like, the deal wouldn't get done on Melbourne's end. Yeah, they'll just hold him. Interesting. Well, Zuds, hopefully that's true. Thanks for that. But that game, let's just talk about it real quick. So Melbourne goes down to the Pies.
Yeah.
Look.
Shocking game.
Shocking game. I think, yeah, both teams sort of obviously knew the season was done. Like, what are you playing for at that point?
They're playing for Dacos' Brownlow.
Well, both Dacos boys, 40 touches.
Yeah, man. They couldn't tell them apart, apparently.
Man. That's a pretty, imagine being like your brother, like going home that night, like that was pretty sick, right?
Yeah. They probably do that every game. Man, they were looking for him though. They were looking for him.
Yeah, yeah. And it'll work. He'll get three votes for,
yeah,
sure.
Well, he, yeah, he was the best player. Yeah. 186 Supercoach or something. Then there was a lightning storm, which Melbourne likes to cop.
Man.
There was a bit of that over the weekend, wasn't there?
If you're a Melbourne fan, you're losing the game and that storm hits. If you've stayed at the ground, like what are you staying for?
I don't know.
That's crazy to me.
Yeah.
I would just be home at that point.
I don't know. Like, this is the type of game where you just say, I call it, man.
You reckon the captains just come out, just like whisper a few things like, yep, game's off.
Surely.
We're done out here.
I'd be doing that shit.
Actually, what'd you make of the Guard of Honor for Razor Ray?
Nah.
I was baffled by it. Like, yeah. I thought, I've seen Guard of Honors for like the legends of the game. And like, you could argue just by sheer quantity of games he's umpired, like he's a legend of the umpiring world. But like, I've never seen players come together to shield a Guard of Honor, an umpire.
Yeah, look, I don't know if I'm against it or not, but I probably am against it. Mm. I don't want my umpires to have personality. It's not, I'm not on a date, you know what I mean? I don't want umpires to have personality. I don't want to know your name. I don't want to know your number. I just want, like, if I don't know who you are, it means you're doing a good job.
Yep.
So, look, Razor Ray, I don't... Too much personality, bro.
I would agree with that. Did you see the fan in the crowd when they were... They finished the Guard of Honor, the arms walking up the tunnel, everyone's clapping, and there's one fan in the back, like, abusing him. Look, I won't repeat what he said, but yeah.
Look, I think when someone comes to retire, I think you let that stuff go. And you just go, all right, it's done. You know what I mean? So I'm not for the abuse, but I don't know, man. I wonder whether that was something that was like impromptu.
Well, I think the media sort of built it up, like interviewed him after the game like he's a player. Like, I don't know, man. Umpires, like, I agree with you. Like,
you should, I think, just, it's come a season go. End shit. That wouldn't have happened if it was mid-season.
Yeah.
Because first of all, you don't retire mid-season, yeah, but they're over it. You know what I mean? Like the Richmond... We're going to jump at this podcast. The Richmond Gold Coast thing, like Damien Hardwick is being interviewed about Dustin Martin. You know what I mean? Like, it's just like Gold Coast wins, leaves the field, and then Richmond supporters have all stayed for their retired players.
How many of them, like, credit to them for all showing up, but at the same time, like, why are you showing up to just wave at Dusty from like 100 metres away?
Well, they showed respect. I mean, 92,000 showed up to Dusty's 300th.
That was like, at least it was playing. He's in a tracksuit, waves him for 5 minutes, and that justifies going up a Gold Coast game.
Look, you know, he gave him three flags, but like, yeah.
Oh, fair enough.
To be honest, like, Dustin Martin, Richmond Football Club means a lot to me. He's so special. Richmond Football Club means a lot to me. And this guy, you know what they did? He's got a winder at the back, and they just pull the winder, and he says, Richmond Football Club is...
He's got like five phrases.
Yeah, yeah. I've only heard that. And woo! That's it.
Love it, man. But yeah, nothing more to say about Pies game other than, what do you make of Collingwood moving forward? Like, you've sort of flagged a couple times this year, Pendlebury and Sidebottom not getting any younger, Mitchell's not getting any younger,
yeah.
Injuries a lot this year. Like, Degoe can't be trusted with his injuries lately. No. So where do they go, man? They've got a... Actually, they don't even have their pick because of Schultz.
Yeah.
So they've got no first round pick and no real like elite young talent other than Dacos.
Dacos is doing a lot of work, man. It's hard to know. Like, the thing about Collingwood is they missed the eight on percentage, but like, they're definitely the best team to miss the eight. And if they were in the eight, you'd still be saying they're the type of team that could actually make it happen.
They'll, like, make it hard.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Home crowd, you know, MCG, nice day. Like, you know, they're gonna do some damage. And they won a lot of their last games. So they're actually a pretty good team. But that's this year. It's hard to predict, to be honest. I'm not really sure exactly what their young talent is. They've blooded some youngsters, Joe Richard, some of these other players this year. Some of them look okay, but yeah, I feel like they're very heavily reliant on Dacos because he's so good. Darcy Cameron is a big tick. Dacos is a big tick. Josh Dacos. Their captain has been pretty poor this year. I think they really missed Majacek.
Agreed. Yeah.
They've got a couple of players that are really good but injury prone, like you said, like Jamie Elliott and Degoe. I'm not really sure, man.
I think they're just going to get free agents again, to be honest, and trade whatever they've got.
Yeah.
They'll trade their way and free agent their way. I think they're just too big of a club.
Destination club, surely. Yeah. So.
And the fitness, I think.
I think they'll be okay, but I'm not expecting no premierships in the next couple of years from them.
Would be very surprising. Very surprising. Can I get angry for about 5 minutes?
Yeah, get angry, bro.
All right. I don't even really have notes for this. Like, I kind of did, but I'm not even going to read them, all right? Why does my club keep doing this to me, man? Like, you said, what's wrong with you about Carlton? Like, yeah. What the hell is wrong with North Melbourne, man?
Dude, that was arse. That was actually arse.
But here's the thing, yeah? Like, we all know that the last few rounds of the year for teams that are just at the bottom is like punching bag season. Because they've got nothing to play for. Mm. And like, you can say pride and whatever. These players, it only takes a couple of them to completely switch off for the whole team to crumble, right?
Yeah.
And we lose Sheasel, we lose Common, Lode goes out again. Like, a lot of the key pillars of the team are out. The rest of them, they just suck, right? But here's the thing, yeah, why I'm especially annoyed. This team only won 3 games again this year. In the last 100 games, guess how many games we've won? Think about it for like 2 seconds. Just do very quick math.
100 games, so last 5 years.
Yep.
15?
13.
Oh, right? Close.
The worst Carlton teams that you've seen in your lifetime, and you've been through some dark years, in the 20s, comfortably.
Yeah.
The worst Melbourne teams, losing by 200 points or whatever the hell it was, never lost more than 20 games. It was like 25 or 6.
Yeah.
This North team is the worst team. I'm looking in the camera for this. We are the worst team ever.
Yeah.
If you go back to the World War before then, maybe there was a worse team.
Yeah.
The worst team in modern history is
congratulations,
this team.
Boys.
Look. But here's the thing. Here's the thing, man. We can't keep going to the draft. Because here's what happens. Every year, we're the youngest team. And every year we lose because we're the youngest team. And we say, wait till these kids have 50 games. And then something happens with most of these players where they play 50 games and they're still crap. Will Phillips hasn't played that many games, but he's no good. No, we failed in that pick,
he's
right?
He's a failure.
We try and get Stevens. Okay, a bit of a shrewd, maybe he's got something left. Guess why Sydney got rid of him? Because he sucks. Right? Zach Fisher, we had to get rid of another end of first round pick that the AFL
sucked
gifted
in,
us.
Baby. Sucked in.
We had to get someone in, yeah. And he was like best one that wanted to come. He sucks.
No, he sucks.
Right? We got all these players, like the ones that want to come to North are not good enough, and that's why they want to come to North. Because no, their team doesn't want them. Like Stevenson, salary dump. At the time, you're thinking, oh yeah, untapped potential, fair risk to take. Sucks, right?
Mm.
We've only got a handful of very good players. And yep. Even then, like we say Wardlaw's a very good player. He's nowhere near the finished product. He shouldn't be shouldering this responsibility that we're giving to him, right? No. Captains, Luke McDonald and Jai Simkin. Simkin had a decent enough game, I guess. Kicked 3 goals, had 20 plus touches. But these guys are not any other teams starting 22. They're
no
in and out.
No one knew it.
Fringe players, right? Yet we're relying on them to lead the club. And who even chooses the leaders? Do you know how North Melbourne chooses the captains? Player vote. So the players literally do a Brownlow vote and whoever wins the captain. Which basically tells me we're just picking based off vibes here.
Yeah.
How about we just have Clarko say, you know what? I've been here 2 years now. He's the captain. And just pick someone and let's start driving. Well, the footy's gone.
Footy's falling
off,
bro.
Footy's falling off, man.
Yeah,
I'm done.
Forget about the footy. Yeah.
Like that's as it should be. And they're saying a lot of stuff to us. Oh, behind the scenes, you know, we're getting the structure right. Which I actually do believe. There's been a lot of change, right? But at some point, George, we need to just start winning some games, man. And we're not getting any free agents because who would want to join us?
Mm.
Our young players can only do so much when they're young. And it's a cycle. Like this year, we've got pick 2. Another mid will come in because that's all mids at the top of the draft. And he'll be not good enough to be a full-time on-baller like no kid is. So he's going to be playing out of position. And he'll be okay. But then what about the every other older player around him? Who's the older players? Who's the experienced man?
Mm.
McDonald's 28, Corr's 30. Everyone else is either mid-20s and can't get a game because they suck, or they're 19 years old. It's bad, man. Like, I didn't even, and here's an admission, right? I didn't watch a minute of the game because I knew season's done and these guys are going to quit. So why should I even watch it? And I'm refreshing on my phone watching this onslaught like, you bastards. Like, come on, man.
Look, 124 points, whatever it was, is... Like, if you just try, it's 60 points.
Like, it was in the wet, bro.
Yeah, in the wet.
Oh, I didn't even know that whilst checking the scores. Then I watched the highlight come up later
drenched,
on Facebook. I'm like, it's in the wet and you've conceded 170?
Yeah.
That just tells me, like, if you put a body on someone in the wet, the skill goes down dramatically. Yeah. So you've clearly not gone near them the whole game.
No.
Embarrassing, man. And, like, you can say all you want, oh, Sheasel's not in, whatever. 124 points, man.
No, there's no excuse.
Come
for
on,
that.
Bro.
No. No excuse for that. For that
it's
much.
Bad, man. And I'm not even excited about the draft because we've got pick 2, right? And it's all even at the top. So I don't. It's a coin flip at best that we're going to get a player that's actually good. Because we all know that the draft isn't as straightforward as that.
No.
There's been flops Everywhere you look, every year there's flops.
Carlton picks only flops.
So what are we going to do, man? I'm done.
Jump on my side. Come to Carlton. Same colours, dude.
It's bullshit, man.
Same colours.
Like, and Clarko, like, everyone's saying, like, point the finger at Clarko. Like, sure, of course he'll come under some heat. Like, I'm not exempting him from it. But the only thing is, man, what is this guy going to do when his only experience of being a good coach is with some of the legends of the game?
Mm.
Like, let's face the facts here, right? He had some special talent help him change the culture. It wasn't just him just clicking his fingers, making Lance Franklin become Lance Franklin. He was Lance Franklin, for goodness sake.
Yeah.
Like, we've got Sheasel as the only true, like, mind-blowing talent. And then you've got, like, McKerchers and Wardlaws. But they're too young, man.
Mm.
Oh, it's bad, bro. I can't actually, like, I'm the optimist. What? I'm not even excited for the offseason because we're not going to get any free agent. We're going to pick some kid who I'll get excited about eventually. But, like, round one next year, what hope do I have?
You don't have hope.
It's bad, man. So yeah. Another year of bottom three. Another year of max 5 wins.
Yeah.
And then what? It's bad, man.
You do it again, baby.
You just have to pray that some of this young talent actually develops, because we haven't developed shit in the last 10 years.
Yeah.
Brad Scott and those idiots back then, man.
Look, man.
Cut our club apart, man.
I like to rebut what you're saying, but I can't really, to be honest. Because you know the difference between you guys and Carlton, where they were? Carlton failed a lot of the midfielder picks, the Dows, Samatresi, Seedens, O'Briens. But what they got right is the spine.
Yep.
Right? And the spine's Wiering, Mackay, Curno, Silvani, Tom DeConning.
Mm.
They got that. I don't see that in you guys.
Well, we lucked out with Nick Larky, pick 70 or whatever it was, 73.
Yeah.
Charlie Common's taken ages, but he's finally showing he's a player.
Yeah.
But we've only now just drafted Will Dawson, who played like 3 games, looked okay.
Mm.
We have neglected drafting any forwards or key backs for the last 5 years.
You don't have your structure, your spine developing.
They're the ones that take the longest to grow.
Yeah.
So even if we, like, North fans want us to split pick 2 and get 2 first round picks and pick 2 key positions, I'd love that too. But guess what? Those 2 guys are not going to be AFL ready for 3 years.
Yeah, minimum.
So, like, look at Aaron Cadman now.
That's right.
In a great team, it's taken him 2 whole years to be okay.
Yeah.
And contribute.
He probably won't be the level he is for another 3 years.
Correct. How long did it take Jamara?
Yeah. Jesse Hogan's having his best career. He's like 30.
Correct. And they had all this talent around them to develop and not have the pressure on them.
Hmm.
If we draft someone, we're expecting him to kick 40 goals next year. Yeah. That's not going to happen, man.
No.
I'm pissed, man. Yeah. Well done to Hawthorn. Like, these guys here, we joke about it, but, like, they rebuild on a whim.
Yeah. Look, nothing short of extraordinary.
It is.
There wasn't a stat that from 0-5 to make finals has only been done 3 times in history.
Dude, I was at that game when we were both 0-5 this year.
Yeah.
And I left it depressed because I thought we got pantsed by a team that's on our level.
Yeah.
Turns out, that's all they needed was a bit of confidence. So you're welcome, Hawthorn fans.
Yeah, well done.
We gave you guys a shot of adrenaline that's lasted all year.
But, I mean, they're annihilating teams. Like, annihilating. Like, you can't... A full-strength Carlton wouldn't win by 124 points. That's, like, ridiculous.
You know why? Because they've got players who thrive on confidence. And guess what? Winning is fun.
Yeah.
Pulling someone's pants down is funny.
But you know what's interesting about Hawthorn is... Like, you say, like, North doesn't have... Like, they brought in Carl Amon and who's the other? Impey. They're not exactly superstars, but they're contributing, right? They're adding to it. Their midfield is not... No, there's no amazing midfielders. Newcomb's pretty good. Mm. Will Dace is their talent, right? They got the Irish guy, Nash. Who else is there?
But all these players
Warple? None of them are like... They're not Cripps and Walsh, man.
Mm. But all these players have identifiable skill or skills.
Yeah,
like Amon's got his pace and decent foot skills. Like Newcomb's tough as.
Mm.
I'm not even going to get onto some of our players that we've recruited. Like, what are they actually bringing? But anyway, well done to the Hawks. The fact that they get multiple goal kickers from, like, I know it was a field day and everyone kicked a goal the other day.
Number,
like,
one for marks inside 50. That if you can get marks inside 50, you're being coached well, because marks inside 50 means that you've got ability to spread, lead, create space in your forward line, and execute your skills. That's what it means to me. So, look, Sam Mitchell's just a genius. And to have such a successful club be so good for so long, bottom out, and then just slingshot back.
And dude, like...
And not even do it from their recruited talent. Like, Josh Ward didn't even play.
That's what I'm saying, man.
McKenzie is probably going to be a good player, but he's not doing really anything. McDonald's very good, Connor McDonald. But who else is their top draft picks? Like...
Weddle was a late first round.
Yeah, Weddle was late first round.
But that's what I'm saying.
Scrimshaw is a high draft pick. But, like, you know, it's not, again, like, I hate to, like, it's not Walsh, it's not Butters, it's not Rosie, it's not Horn Francis. It's just like a team. D'Ambrosio comes out of nowhere.
That's what I'm saying, man. They've picked their team to play an identity that works.
Yeah.
Like Ginnivan and Chol on their own, you're like, okay, they're okay.
Yeah.
But they play with the swagger and the confidence that's necessary to play in that system.
Yeah. Well, I remember Sam Mitchell saying 2 years ago, like, remember when they were giving Sam Mitchell so much shit? Like, yeah. Was it last year? And he was on Footy Classifieds, like, yes, we will win a game. And they'll just abusing him.
Yep.
Like, those media people should be held accountable. Mm-hmm. And Sam Mitchell had said, I see how the game's going and I'm picking a team towards how they play. And he's been proven right because the slingshot transition game is what works. Not this big bodied kick it to big forwards thing that's old fashioned. And he's like, that's how I want to play. Who can help me play that? And there you go.
Yep.
So, look, very, very special achievement. I never till like 3 weeks ago did I expect Hawks to actually make it. These guys could win the flag. I don't think they will, but you know.
They're as good a chance as anyone.
This eight, anyone is actually capable of winning the flag.
Absolutely agree. Yep. No, it wouldn't surprise me if they're in a prelim. Why would it?
Why not? They win it by they beat every team by 60 points.
Yep.
So they're pretty good, man.
Oh, well done to them. Cats v Eagles. Cameron kicked 9. Other than that, not much to say, right?
I mean, Cats top 4. Who would have picked that shit?
Well, I mean, most of the teams the same as the team that won the flag. Let's be real here. Sprinkled in about 5 to 8 new players, and the rest is already there, right? So.
It's a pretty good achievement, considering, you know, their midfield has been in question all year. Mm. Yeah, Geelong is just success. See how some of these teams are just success? Sydney, Geelong, Hawks.
It's not fair, man. Leave some room for us, man.
Yeah. Well, they don't have to. That's the thing.
Well, fair play to them. They're well run. And they've made good decisions.
I don't think we'll say anything else about that game, though.
Yeah, fair enough. Tigers v Suns, we already kind of said a bit about it. I thought for a second there Richmond might win and, like, do the ultimate...
I think they tried.
They did. And you know, if they won the game, considering how much North got smacked by, even if they just won by a point, they would have been second last.
Yeah.
Which honestly, I was kind of hoping for. I was defeated at that point. I'm like, just give us pick one. Stuff it. But anyway, is what it is. Suns, look. Do we actually think these guys, like, it's too competitive now. I don't believe in them anymore.
No, but I did like Noah Anderson's interview after the game. I didn't watch much of it. Like,
what did he say?
Well, he was just being interviewed by whoever it was. I can't remember. And they were saying how they're reflecting on the season and the way how they get better. And I don't remember the specific words, but I just remember leaving the interview going, shit, this guy's quite impressive. That's the leader of their football club, I reckon, for the future. Just he answered the questions really cleverly. He had genuine... You know when they say, how do you get better? And you go, oh, you know, just working hard. He didn't say that. He actually said, like, ways that they could get better. So, like, I was actually quite impressed. I hadn't heard him speak before. But I thought like, he's had a great year. They've got some good players. But, yeah, they're the type of team like an Essendon, like a St Kilda. I won't believe it until I see it.
Yep.
Yeah. So, fair enough, I don't know, man. They won a lot of games at home. They hardly won anything away from home. They're just one of those teams that's in the mix. It's too competitive now. Yep. This is an AFL we've never seen before. St Kilda finished like 15th or something like that? Or what did they end up finishing?
Yeah, it was...
Or was it Melbourne that finished?
12th. Melbourne 14th.
Melbourne 14th. And like, they were pretty good for most of the year. Like, that's crazy. 14th should be dog shit.
Crazy. But yeah, the Suns, look, they one thing they do have for once that gives me some hope that they might make a push, maybe not next year, but the year after, is that crop of players they did draft from the academy, like an Ethan Reed.
Yeah.
Like, what can he become? We don't even know. Andrew, he's only touching the surface.
Yeah.
Jed Walter, same.
Yeah.
So there's enough there to say, like, at some point, maybe they do just make a jump and actually start pounding some teams.
I think they will.
I don't know about next year. If I had to guess, maybe the year after. I'd be much more scared of it.
I think they're the type of team that will eventually become good now. Like, you know when Giants were getting belting, but then you just start to see the group come together and they just transform? I think that will happen with Gold Coast now because they've just had the quantity of draft picks that have come into this team and now they're not getting the same exodus that they used to.
Yep.
And yeah, you're right. Like that, they had 4 picks in the top 10, whatever that was. Those players will become good.
Yeah.
But they will take time. So... They might lose the Lukosius and they might lose some of these players, but if the core crop stays together and they have those really big talls that make a difference, they'll be fine, man. Because they have the home ground advantage. So any team that has home game advantage, that can travel a little bit, that's top 8.
No, that's fair. Tigers, look, they're going to lose a lot of players, get a lot of picks.
They're going to be abysmal next year.
Yeah. Well, at least, look, if you're going to kickstart your rebuild, like four or five first-round picks is a decent way to go about it.
If they can do it, yeah.
Why not? Lions v. Bombers. Yeah, nothing too surprising here.
21 points. If these guys don't learn to kick straight, it's their problem all year.
Mm. Yep. No, true that.
Hopefully they don't learn their lesson, though, against Carlton. True.
Look, next week they'll probably be like 9-0 to start the game.
100% they will.
Tyson Heppel, bit of a game he had there. I think I was proven right that he had a bit left to offer, Brad Scott.
There you go. Whatever, Essendon, man. Just get out of my space.
Get out of here. Until next year.
Yeah, we've got to work hard over the preseason. Yeah. We've got a lot to grow. Well, do you?
The Brad Scott special. I don't even know if he said this. I'm just assuming he did. Oh, we were never thinking that's where we're at anyway. Didn't even want to play finals.
Yeah.
Idiot. Swans v. Crows. What do you make of the pre-game stuff with Rochelle and...
Didn't watch it, bro.
No, as in... No, there was nothing to watch. It was just the controversy from last week.
Oh, you mean like him getting dropped?
He got dropped and we didn't even talk about last week like how he was taunting the crowd with the no teeth thing.
I wouldn't have dropped him.
Was that the reason though? It sort of was implied that's why.
I think it was implied that way. And didn't like Laird say something about him?
Or? He didn't back him up. He backed up the coach right over him. Bit of a dog act from Rory.
I don't know, man. Like, is that the statement you need to make? Like,
I think a bit of banter is fun. Why not?
When you're winning.
I'll take him at North.
Yeah. Oh, look, secretly, I'm excited by that talk because that means he's coming back to Melbourne and I want him.
Yep.
He's a Carlton supporter growing up, yeah?
Ooh. That doesn't surprise me, Rochelle. He probably grew up on Lygon Street, right?
Yeah, that's it.
Dogs v. Giants.
Yeah, this is a big game. Yeah, look, I was actually quite surprised that the Dogs kind of... A 30-point win these days is a big win.
I think there was two things contributing to it, though. One, some laid outs for the Giants, Brent Daniels, Bedford, which I think was because they were sealed into that spot no matter what, if I'm not mistaken.
They were definitely top four.
I think they could have gone third, but finishing fourth was actually in Sydney or go to Adelaide and play Port. I think they did a tactical... We can beat Sydney.
They can beat Sydney. They can definitely beat Sydney.
I think they did a tactical, why travel and play Port when we can play Sydney at home?
Well, it's like the Heaney laid out in Sydney.
Yeah.
It's like, come on, man. We know what you're
exactly.
doing there.
But yeah, I think that contributed. So some laid outs and maybe a bit less motivation. But did you see the wind?
Yeah.
Bro, terrible. Some of these goals, which fair play to the players reading that wind, they were kicking some curlers, man. That was sick.
Look, Shane Warne was out there. It was spirit. The Mars Stadium is like the worst stadium. I hate watching games there.
Has there ever been a game there where there's not wild weather?
No.
It's either freezing or windy or rainy as shit. Yeah. Like, stop playing there, man.
No offense
to Ballarat. Like,
no, I hate it. Any stadium where like there's no walls.
You know what?
When there's just some old man just leaning on the fence, like, no, you're finished, bro.
It feels like you're watching VFL, community footy.
And Giants don't really care, typically, because they travel wherever. They'll play in, like, a dirt pond, and Toby Green will play.
They get that there, and they're like, hey, it's not bad.
Yeah, there's a crowd. But, yeah, I hate that stadium, man. And I've never liked it, and it's never been good viewing.
You know what? I'm with you 100%.
Yeah, it's just shit.
100%.
That's a bad fixture, but... Rory Lobb, we haven't talked much about this guy this year between us. This guy has transformed this team, man. You know, like the number one intercept team in the comp since he became a backman?
Well, they already had Jones, who's one of the elites.
That's right.
And then he's come in.
He's transformed. Him and Ed Richards, we almost have to give flowers to Bevo.
I did a few weeks ago.
Yeah.
I said Bevo, actually, he's got a few dartboards.
Him and Ken Hinckley have turned this shit around, bro.
Man, who would have thought?
Put the pressure back on Voss or something like that. Like...
No, you're right.
Ken Hinckley in the middle of the season was being booed by his fans. Then he was crying in his interview. Now they're second.
I swear.
Where's the tears, Vossy?
Port just relies on like external pressure to get them going. Yeah. Like can't get themselves going.
No, Carlton needs them to win. All right, but we'll do it.
I'm convinced guys like Ken Hinckley and Bevo just love creating controversy and then they'll just stick the paper on the wall like, see what they're saying about us. Look what they're saying.
That's it. I agree. These guys read the newspaper 100%.
Oh, 100%, yeah. No doubt about it. But yeah, big win for the Dogs, man. All of a sudden.
Well, they were a chance of missing the eight, right? So
they were. Oh, good on them.
Look, I think they've delivered on their talent. You know, they're too good. There's too much. Bond in his career best form. There's Jamaras, there's Sam Darcy, Norden, Jones, Lobb, Treloar Caribous Form, Libba. Like, how many more names do you want me to... Ed Richards.
Mm. Yep.
Like, come on, man. Bailey Dale. Like, there's a lot of good players there. I wouldn't want... Like, they could do damage. They're the type of team. Anyone in the eight could do it.
Yep.
Really anyone.
Well, let's talk about it. And I didn't realize there was a bye this week, so we may not do another pod. If we're going to preview the games now,
yeah,
we might just pod from now and then see you guys all in a couple of weeks. But first game, qualifying final, Port v Geelong in Adelaide on Thursday night. Interesting time slot.
Yeah. Look, I think you got to go Port, man. I wouldn't be surprised if Geelong goes out in straight sets. I've been strong on not really backing them in. Port's in good form. I thought that was an impressive win against Freo. Houston going out, I think, will affect them. I don't know if Ryan Burton's injury is long-term, but he was playing that running dash role that Houston kind of plays. He's a big loss. He's one of their better players. But, yeah, I think Port can do it. I think there's a bit of a maturity about them in the second half of the season. I trust them a lot more than I used to. I don't trust Geelong as much. That's just a personal thing. They're playing at home. I think they'll get it done.
Mm. It's an interesting one. I'm not fully convinced by Port still.
Yep.
I think Geelong has the know-how. Port has a few demons, like a couple losses last year at home.
Yeah.
So...
That's true.
The mental game, it's hard to judge, right? I'll give them the benefit of the doubt. I'll tip them.
Yeah.
But I'm like 51% 49. Like, yeah. Very close.
Look, Geelong is the more mature team.
Yeah.
They know what a final series looks like. But yeah, I just think Port has the firepower.
Oh, that's fair.
I'm loving Horn Francis in the forward half as well.
Yeah. Yeah, stuff him. Yeah. Actually... You've triggered me on North again, right? Here's another thing, yeah? We lose Tarryn Thomas, but no one wants to talk about it, right?
Yeah.
This guy was arguably our best player.
He was an amazing player.
And we lost him because of things out of our control. We lose Horn Francis. Sure, we get in Wardlaw and Chisel, so we forgave it.
Yeah. Well, that's even.
That one balanced. But, like, the Tarryn one sucks, man. Anyway.
It's massive. You can't lose a player like that. That's like the Melbourne thing. I've talked about it all year with Brayshaw. Like, no one really mentions Brayshaw just retired out of nowhere.
That's the thing, man.
Like... Petrarca doesn't get injured. Oliver is all Australian form and Brayshaw's playing. They make the eight.
Exactly. And that's a more experienced team than us. Like, imagine as Petrarca's ready to explode, he just quits the AFL or gets sacked.
Yeah.
Anyway, the next one's very interesting. So, Friday night, I was interested to see where they would put this game. Dogs hosting the Hawks. So, they get their home final, but it's at the G.
Yeah, well, it has to be.
It has to be, but that's not a home game for the Dogs.
No, it's not.
Heavily favours the Hawks. Heavily.
Yeah. It does. I think, I don't know.
I'm going to go Hawks, man.
I think I don't know.
The only thing, like, you mentioned the intercepting of the Dogs, right? But the Hawks then are the team with the best marks inside 50 because they lower the highs.
Mm.
So I'm not convinced Lob's going to have much to say about it.
I reckon Dogs.
You reckon Dogs?
I reckon Bont, man.
You reckon Bont?
I think there's some players that just will make it happen. I think the Bont, man. I think the Dogs will do it.
It's a great game. I'm probably the most excited about this game of any of the games.
That's like the flip. That's the one where it's like, who knows what we're going to see.
Yep. And off the top of your head, do you know the winner of this game, who they play? Is it the loser of the
They're on the Port side.
So they'll play either...
Port or Geelong.
Port in Geelong. Is it Port in Adelaide at that point still?
Yeah.
Or Geelong in Geelong? Or at the G?
Whoever loses gets the home final.
So it could be Geelong versus Hawthorn again. That's nice.
At the G.
That's a classic.
Yeah, at the G.
That's winding
it back. That is a classic.
I'm hoping for that, low-key.
Yeah.
That'd be great. But no, that's a 50-50. I'll go Hawks, you go Dogs. That's fine. Next one. Huge Sydney derby in the next qualifying final.
Giants.
Confident.
Yeah. I like the Giants, man. I think they can win the whole thing. Sydney was like this immovable force for the first half of the year, but they've been shaky ever since, man. They're gettable. They are.
They're gettable, but... Big game players, man. Gordon, Heaney, Warner.
Of course. But I think the same could be said for Toby Green, Josh Kelly, these type of players.
Yeah, I like that. Look, I'll be honest. I'm thinking Giants as well.
I like it, man.
Yep.
And honestly, I prefer Giants to win because if Carlton gets through, I think we've got a better chance against Sydney than GWS, personally. Not that that's much of a chance, but...
Interesting. Well, let's get to your game now. So, you're obviously... Your prize for making the eight is going to the Gabba again.
Let's go, baby Blues.
Are you... banter aside, like... You've made the top four last year. Your prize is getting in... Like, you end up at the Gabba.
Yeah.
Your prize this year for making the eight, you're back at the Gabba.
Second home, man. We've got a lot of fans up there.
You do. The Blues Brothers.
Blues Brothers are there. look, I think Carlton can win this. I don't think they will. The odds are against them, but if a majority of that team gets back,
what's which it most likely to happen?
Most likely Kerno, Mackay, McGovern, Williams, Jack Martin, I think Chera. Like, there's players.
Will this be the most ins ever for Barnes?
It actually might be like an 8-in best 22 type thing.
Shit.
Tom DeConing, hopefully. They're even talking Doherty, bro.
That's wild.
They're even who did his ACL against Brisbane?
If he comes back, it should be like as the sub and just unleash him like a wrestling, like a hot tag.
Yeah.
He just comes in.
Imagine the crowd.
Starts doing the John Cena five moves of doom.
Look, Doherty plays. I reckon we win, bro. Just like on the spirit. If they bring that intensity that they brought against Saints, but with actual players, Brisbane have done this all season as well, man.
You're G'ing me up for a Carlton tip, man.
Like, Brisbane might win the first quarter by 30 points, like we did to them in the prelim, and then we reverse it. They did that at the start of the year. Remember, we beat them.
Yeah, you did. Yeah.
It's an extremely winnable game. I'm not saying that we should be favourites, but anyone saying that Carlton is this shit team... Look at our injury list and they're all coming back, man. All of them. So,
and the thing is as well, like, as Brisbane, like, you obviously prepare for the best.
Yeah.
Best players to be out there. But it's kind of an uncertain preparation.
A little bit.
Like, you don't know for sure who's going to be back.
You got to look at a couple of weeks ago, that team, and then review them.
Jeez. Look, I thought you were going to be a lot more negative. No, so bro, I'm excited for you.
We're winning this shit, bro. I'm excited, bro. We're winning this shit. We're going to have the game of our lives, and then we're going to storm into Sydney and get absolutely spanked. That's what's going to happen. Jeez.
Look, you're winning me over, but I'm not won over. I'm still going to go Lions.
Oh, okay.
But I'm much more excited for the game than I was before.
Lions are very gettable, man. Like, they're not the fortress they were last year. Yeah, they're a good team. Yeah, they've got firepower, but so do we, man. So do we. Don't forget what we did to teams in the middle of the year. And I feel like the last 2 weeks has actually given us a bit of momentum. I wish we won this game against the Saints, man, because it just would have carried us. Mm. That win would have carried us. It's like you got Ashton Moyer playing his second game, kicking goals. You know, it just brings up the crowd. But it was still a proud effort. And I feel like there's still a bit of momentum. So,
well, I think
the season's not over for this team. It just isn't.
Well, the last 2 weeks, obviously... You had the big win against the Eagles and then a tough loss, right? But I think you're right. Like, the momentum might not be back because of the way you played, but it's back because there's like a discovered, like a fight.
There's a
bit of soul.
There's
a
fight. And Cripps has just been leading the front all season. And he did it again. And Walsh, I was very happy with Walsh. I think he's getting a bit of a reputation, this kid, of being a bit of a big game player. He's been down. But that was a game, man. That was a serious game.
If he hits the form of last year's final series...
He won best finals player. And didn't even play in the grand final. That's extremely rare. So, look, he can play, man. Like, finals is all heart, man. That's the difference. And one thing about Carlton is they do have the big bodies and the grunt. Mm. Not the skill. There's no skill in this team. But they got the grunt. So, bring the fight, man. If you bring the fight, they can definitely do it.
You've excited me.
Yeah.
I love it. Well, I think that's about it for today's potty, George.
Let's maybe run quickly through All Australian.
Oh, yes, of course, man. Sorry.
Oh, and Brownlow tip. Cripps versus Dacos, really. I don't think Bont will do it because he plays too much forward. Neil gets votes, but I don't think he'll get enough.
Do you have a wild card tip for the...
That's a good one.
The Brownlow, we've got some time because I think that's in a few weeks.
Yeah, true.
Let's go AA. So the squad was just released, right? I'll read out the players that made it. Just the whole list, and you tell me of this list, like, who's gone. Okay? So we've got Noah Anderson. Actually, we'll go as we go. Noah Anderson, is he staying?
No.
No. Harry Andrews?
Maybe.
Maybe. Nick Blakey?
No.
No? Marcus Bontempelli? Yes.
Yes.
For sure. Andrew Brayshaw?
No.
No.
Good second half, though.
Zach Butters, surely?
Yeah, probably.
He'll make it. Darcy Cameron has made the list.
Worthy, but won't get there.
Mm. Jeremy Cameron, he'll make it.
Do you reckon?
His end of the year has been pretty crazy. Mm.
You can't be swayed by a 9-goal win against West Coast, though.
They did it last year with Larky. All right, we'll put a question mark on him. Jordan Clark.
I like Jordan Clark. I think he should make it.
Good year, I agree. Sam Collins, I'm going to say no to that. No. Paddy Cripps, captain.
I think captain, man.
Yeah. Charlie Kerner.
Look, I think he has to be there, man. He's led the Coleman the whole year until he got injured.
I think if him and Hogan are your forwards in the AA team, that makes sense.
If he got snubbed, I think that'd be pretty rough.
Yeah.
He's clearly carrying an injury towards the second half of the year, and he was still leading the Coleman the whole year.
Yep. That's fair. Nick Dacos for sure. In Bailey Dale.
I wouldn't be against it, but I don't think so.
Interesting that he's made the squad. Fair play to him, because he missed the first few games of the year.
Mm.
Not even in the team.
He was a sub at some point.
D'Ambrosio, what a shout.
Look, depends if they go for the winger spot. I don't want him to make it, even though I like him. Purely because I'm not a fan of... Like, I'm not against putting Zach Merritt on the wing.
Mm.
Like, Zach Merritt's just a better player than D'Ambrosio. I'm sorry.
What a story, though, again, that one. What a recruitment. Brilliant. Piece of recruitment from the Hawks. Brent Daniels?
No, but a good player.
Joe Danaher.
He's the sneaky one, isn't he? On the half forward. I think it's Danaher or Cameron.
Okay.
But I think it should be Kerner Hogan. Mm. And then have one of those guys on the half forward.
Right, okay. Goulden, shoe-in.
Yep.
Heaney, a shoe-in. Hogan, definitely. Max Holmes?
Could be a bench spot.
Mm. Jason Horne-Francis?
I think half forward.
Does he get in the forward line? I think as a forward, he gets in.
Yeah, I think he gets on the half forward. Like, Petrarca won't make it.
That hurts me a little bit, but...
Petrarca wasn't even named, but yeah.
Maxi Gorn, does he get the ruck spot?
It's him or Cherry. I don't know.
Do they usually do a ruck on the bench? If so, he'll make it.
They could do dual ruck.
Yeah. I'll say yes to Gorn, but as a dual ruck, and we'll get to why. Dan Houston.
I think he will make it, but I don't know if I would... He's had a pretty good year, Dan Houston. I like Whitfield and I like Clark as the two options, personally.
Okay.
But even Sinclair, you'd almost consider him a halfback. Houston's hard.
I don't know if I'll go Sinclair.
Sinclair's been pretty good, man. But he's been playing mid, so I think putting him in the halfback line's a bit shitty.
Yep. Dylan Moore gets in for sure.
Makes half forward for sure.
Yep. Lockie Neal, they'll pick him. Yeah.
They'll pick him, but bench.
Yep, okay. Cam Rayner?
No way.
I don't know why he's there, to be honest. Like, he's had a good second half of the year, but...
Yeah, no. Recency bias.
Yep. Luke Ryan? Not as good.
I reckon Luke Ryan shouldn't be there.
Mm.
I'm more of a Jordan Clark, more attacking. Luke Ryan, a lot of just chip possessions.
Yep.
Like, that, you shouldn't get votes for that.
Fair enough. Caleb Sarong?
Have to, surely.
Yep. Sicily?
No.
Interesting. Sinclair, we said, question mark. Harry Sheasel, does he get in?
I think so. There's no... Like, I don't know why you wouldn't put him in. It's been brilliant.
Mm. Oh, I'm not going to argue. Tyson Stengel makes an appearance.
He's the small forward.
Yeah. If you need a small forward, I think...
He's the only small forward. Who's the other one?
Daniels.
Oh, Brent Daniels. Stengel's
been... And Chad Warner. The amount of goals he's kicked, you can put him as a forward as well.
He could be half forward as well.
Yeah.
So there's a bit of competition on the half forward line. Depends whether they want to go like a Danaher vibe.
Mm.
I think Dylan Moore will definitely be put in. Who was the other half forward? Horne-Francis?
Yep.
Maybe they snub Horne-Francis.
Hmm. Maybe, yep. What about Treloar?
Lock.
Yep. I think he's a sneaky... I know he'll get votes stolen off him. I think he's going to poll well in Brownlow night.
Yeah, it just depends whether the umpires notice him. Mm. I don't remember him being much of a vote getter. He's always got the ball. You know what I mean?
True.
But I think Treloar has to be there over players like Butters and Sarong and shit. Like, they're all great players, Merritt. But I'd have Treloar there, even not on the wing.
Yeah, okay. I like it. We mentioned Chad Warner. Jake Waterman, the Snake.
Oh, Jake the Snake. Did he fall off a bit second half?
I think any time West Coast played half decent...
No fault of his own, right?
I think any time they played half decent footy, he was kicking bags. So he's a... If you're going to go for like a third tall sort of situation.
Yeah, I know, but I think Danaher or Cameron may be more consistent year.
Mm. Yeah, no, that's fair. He might be unlucky to miss out. Jacob Wiedering, surely.
I think he'll get snubbed. Honestly, if there's one year where I think Wiedering doesn't deserve it as much, it's actually this year. He's been in the squad, I think, 5 times now and never been All-Australian.
And still this year, you think he won't get it again?
I don't think this year he's been worse than his previous years. Obviously, I want him to make it, but like, I actually don't think he's been as good as he has been previously.
So you think they'll go with the key backs? Who then? There was Collins on the list. There was Harry Andrews.
Andrews and Jeremy McGovern.
McGovern, okay. I think McGovern when he's fit, which he has been this year, I think he has to be in.
Yeah, I think that's... I'm pretty confident those two are the ones. I'd love to see Wittering there. So, squad member four times.
Yep.
2020, 2021, 2022, 2023, now 24. So, five times.
Wow.
And never been an All-Australian. That's got to be a record.
Five time. Interesting, man. Okay. I realise I skimmed over Harry Mackay. I don't think he...
Pretty good year, but he won't make it.
Yeah. And Merritt as well. And then there's Lachie Whitfield. You said you like him there. Tristan Jerry, does he get the lead?
Potentially. I would probably pick Jerry over Gawn, personally.
This is the biggest success of the North Melbourne year, is that this guy has become not only a normal ruckman, but like incredible.
Yeah, I agree.
And only getting better. So, well done. Hats off, no pun intended, to Tristan Jerry. Hayden Young, does he get in there?
Like, if you're like a champion data vibe, then you'd put him there. Because they've been rating him very highly. But I think no.
Yep, fair enough. And then Zorko, he gets in on the halfback flank, surely.
Well, yeah, there's the argument to be made. I think the halfback line's one of the harder lines to pick this year.
But you can put him on the bench.
You could. Does he do that much damage with the ball, Zorko?
Sometimes.
Sometimes, yeah.
Yeah. He's not like, look out when he gets the ball, but when he's on, I reckon he's pretty damaging.
Yeah. It'll be interesting to see what they do with those halfbacks. A lot of accumulators. You got Whitfield, a lot of the ball. Zorko, a lot of the ball. Sinclair. You've got Luke Ryan. He's not necessarily halfback. He's more like the back pocket. You've got Jordan Clark. Max Holmes.
Mm.
A lot of players, dude.
It's interesting. So the teams that didn't get any shout-outs at all, Adelaide.
Blakey as well.
Is it fair on... I think Rankin, if he plays a few more games, he's in for sure.
Without a doubt. He just... I don't think he made the games cut.
Mm.
Otherwise, okay. He's absolute lock half forward.
Yeah, yeah. And Richmond, no surprise. They just haven't had a team all year.
Yeah.
Interesting. Brisbane and Frio. Frio with five shout-outs.
Yeah.
Interesting. Anyway.
I think Sarong will be the only one that makes it from Frio.
Yep.
Jordan Clark, I'd like to see because I think he's been really good, but...
Was anyone snubbed off the top of your head?
Yeah, Sam Flanders.
Ooh.
How can you not have Sam Flanders?
Max's boy Flanders.
Because the thing is, Sam Flanders is another one that off the halfback or midfield you could easily put in. I'd say, someone will say that he doesn't do that much damage, but I don't think that's fair.
Mm. Matza will be fuming.
Yeah. That's I think boy. He's probably the most obvious snub, and the person that clearly just doesn't belong there in my mind is Cam Rayner. Like, what are you doing there?
Mm. No, hard to argue. Ed Richards as well. I'm just reading the article, actually. Ed Richards not getting a shout?
Yeah, I like Ed Richards a lot.
I think he's worthy of being on the list, to be honest.
I agree. Who else are they saying?
They're saying Tom Stewart, notable at omission, but I don't think he had the best of years.
He had good games, but yeah, a bad middle section.
Josh Treacy not getting on the squad.
Nah.
Rowan Marshall instead of Cameron, they're saying maybe.
Rowan Marshall, but I think Cameron's been very good, but Rowan Marshall probably should get a shout.
Yeah, that's about it, they're saying. Interesting. Okay. When do they announce that? Brownlow week?
I think it's this week.
Oh, wow. Okay. Guess we'll find out before the next pod. I think Brownlow maybe we'll save for the week of.
Fair enough. It's Cripps anyway, so don't worry about it, man.
Yeah, fair enough. So, yeah, I think with this week being a bye, probably no news will be worthy enough to do a pod. But I think then when we're back the week after, there'll be a extra enjoyer on the couch. Yeah, our boy Jimmy Matza back from his vacation.
Warming the seat for you, dude.
Warming it up, man. I know he'll be excited to be back. So.
Yeah. He's probably going to land in Melbourne, pick up a microphone and just start talking about footy.
Wouldn't surprise either of us, man. Nah. Well, that's it.
That's it.
Thanks a lot, everyone.
Thank you.
See you on the next one.
Bye.